Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
How many of you have a favorite love song? I remember there was a song out a while back that said, "What's love got to do with it?" One from many years ago said, "Love me tender, love me true." Another one said it was a crazy little thing called love. We've heard about the love bug. All the many different songs that have to do with love. Why is love such a infatuation for us? Why are we so captivated by love? I guess maybe it's that feeling that you get deep down inside, that tingling feeling that comes bubbling up when you see that person, when you find that person that you know you just can't be without, you just can't live without, that you always want to have by your side. Maybe that's what Jesus was thinking about when he said that we're to love one another. Why do I say that? Because what Jesus was telling us was to be understanding, to be compassionate, to be forgiving, to listen to one another, to bear one another's burdens, that none of us are greater than the least of us, that we're all the same. All were created by our Heavenly Father for a purpose here on this earth, whatever that purpose may be. And while we're here, our goal, the greatest of these is love. The greatest commandment is to love one another. We live in a society where it's hard sometimes to find common ground. But one common ground I think we can all find, and that is to love one another. Be a little more understanding. Be a little more compassionate. This is Pastor Troy McCrory reminding you today from Fountain of Life Family Worship Center here in Jefferson City. Show a little love for your fellow man. Have a little love for each other. What's love got to do with it? Well, I would say just about everything.